track right there, Dusk by Chelsea Wolfe off her brand new 7th album, She Reaches Out To, She Reaches Out To She. Sounds so familiar. I just recently heard this album. I'd heard that song before, but I can't place where before. I just can't for the life of me. Like, I know I've heard it somewhere. And then I went in and I listened to this album finally, and I was like, oh, that's where it is. Really interesting. That song there, Dusk, was the lead single. Came out last year, like late last year. It's also the closer on the album. So you don't see that a lot, honestly, where somebody will put the last track on the album, which is like the last thing you hear if you're still one of the people who listens to albums in the old school way, rather than just making playlists. Putting that as a lead single, really interesting choice. Normally, bands will put it one or two, maybe three, so that, you know, that single that caught your ear, that got you into them, you hear it pretty early in the album, keeps your attention. Thought that was a really interesting choice. I mean, switching up here, playing some rock here from a band from Toronto that signed to a one and only Seattle label, Sub Pop. Haven't really thought about Sub Pop too much recently, but this band here, Metz from Toronto, just released this record, Up on Gravity Hill, and it's fantastic, and it sounds like something Sub Pop should release, or would release, or would have released, I guess, in the 90s. Sub Pop has made some interesting decisions recently, you know, within the last decade. They signed Clipping, I think they signed Shabazz Palaces, so some of their records came out on Sub Pop, which is left field, because those are kind of like hip-hop rap groups, one of them more industrial rap. But anyway, gonna get to the track here. It's probably my favorite on the record. It goes by the name Untwined, or Entwined, Streetlight Buzz.
Down! Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
That, of course, is what you're listening to right now, time right now. So definitely come by, sign up. It's definitely worth it. I'm always having fun playing songs for you. Definitely got another new track for you. New for me, never heard it before. But it's by, I believe, a Vancouver band. Let me just make sure that it is. This record just popped up. It's an EP, popped up on our playlist. Band goes by the name La Lune. The EP, Disparity, fantastic. Some great shoegaze from the city. And the best thing about a band from the city is you get to go see them. So I think they have some shows coming up. Follow them on Instagram. La Lune, La Lune, La Lune, La Lune, La Lune. I believe it's five times of just that. But anyway, here you go. This is probably my favorite track from the record. It goes by the name I Feel Like I'm Pretending. Just one second here. Seems like we're having an internet connection issue. This is a first for me. Crazy show. I guess every once in a while, this is really my first one where I really got to deal with some technical difficulties, but I want to give you the full experience on that song, so I'm not going to let it do that, and I'm going to run it. Seems like it's running straight. Here we go again. I Feel Like I'm Pretending by La Lune. We'll be right back. That one again right there. I Feel Like I'm Pretending by Laloon off their new EP, Disparity. Yeah, Vancouver music. Definitely check it out. Let me make sure. I believe they have a show coming up May 26th. Don't know the location. Check their Instagram. Check it out. Going to be playing some more Canadian music for you here. This one out of Calgary. It's a solo project by an artist. They go by the name Mauled. Cooking up some Cowtown post-punk, as they say, in their bio here. But I just heard this EP recently. I heard it in our playlist again, which is constantly getting updated. So glad for it, because I get to find little gems like this one. This one, the EP Pastel Playground, came out February. Since then, they have released another EP, Blue and Green. So depending on if you like this and how much time I have in the week, maybe next week we'll be playing some Blue and Green. But this week, going to play two tracks off this Pastel Playground, Kiss for Hours and All in Due Time. Those are the middle two tracks. Going to leave the opener and the closer for you. Also, both bangers. So I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. That track right there, lead single off Sen Morimoto's last album, the song called If the Answer Isn't Love, and the album Diagnosis, just came out last year in November. Since then, he has put out a new project, I see. Bonk just came out April, so last month. I'll have to give it a listen. Kind of an artist that I had heard about, followed on Instagram for a little bit, and then kind of forgot and I guess unfollowed, but I'm so glad I got back into them. Diagnosis is fantastic. That song again right there, If the Answer Isn't Love, really fantastic. Was the lead single, that one, also the opener on the album, so unlike that Chelsea Wolf song Dusk, he does the standard thing here where he just puts it right at the start. But anyway, got just enough time here, I think, for one song from Album of the Day. It has to be this song due to the untimely passing of Steve Albini. He died last week of a heart attack. It was super tragic. He's one of the most formative artists that I've ever listened to, and his work is everywhere, from his solo work with Big Black and Shellac to all of the albums that he has produced as an audio engineer. In fact, one of the way that, like, me and my friend, before we listened to this for the Album of the Day, was to kind of remember his memory, was literally just go through and one after another just name an album, and it was like, yep, Steve Albini produced that. So there's countless of them. I mean, like the Jesus Lizard's Goat, obviously Nirvana's In Utero, which is seminal for a lot of people, and the drums on that record sound unlike anything else. Steve had just such a great way of recording them. But his solo work is really underrated. A lot of people maybe know him from Shellac, but honestly, I knew him from Big Black first and foremost. Some of the greatest noise are out coming out. I believe this record, Atomizer, came out in 86, and I'm going to be playing my favorite song from it, Kerosene. Just listen to how sharp these guitars are from 86. It's just such a wild sound even to this day. But make sure to stay tuned. Next up, Typically Tuesdays, you know I'm going to stay tuned. I could list these albums that Steve worked on for forever. I think he has like a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to his discography, not only with like Big Black and Shellac, but also with all these other bands he's produced for. So maybe go check it out. You'll find an album that you love on there that you had no clue he was a part of. So just wanted to say, rest in peace, Steve Albini. That's how I'm going to close out here. This song, Big Black, Kerosene, off their 86 album, Atomizer.